Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, Miami's throwing junk at the Braves, literally. That's his name, Jason Junk. And the Braves aren't hitting that junk. They haven't had a hit yet tonight, and I think the DDA Fuentes experiment just ended. Yeah, he had a rough third inning. Yeah, Braves are down 4-0. Yeah, all right, so much for the DDA Fuentes thing. I think we go to the bullpen. But you know what? It doesn't matter that he's given up 4 runs on 5 hits in 3 innings because the Braves have nothing and nothing and nothing. So how about the Braves start hitting? How about you pick up your guy? How about you pick up the 20-year-old, guys? How about you start scoring some runs? How about you get a hit? How about that? 404-726-0929 is the phone number if you want to chat. Here, we can always talk. I have a boatload of college football. I had an earlier conversation with an Auburn fan named Scott. I have a boatload of college football. I will say this before we start counting down, because it's 64 days until week zero, which is going to come quicker than you think. The opening week is just insanely good. I mentioned this on a couple of shows here. Have you had a chance, Dom, to see the schedule for the beginning of the season in the opening week?
I have not taken a deep look at it.
Well, then why don't I just dig that out and help you with that? Because it is so insane. All right, so week zero, which is 64 days away, the big game in Ireland, you know that mm-hmm. game in Ireland, Georgia Tech fans are familiar with it, it's a decent game. It's Iowa State and Kansas State. It's a Big 12 showdown between Iowa State and Kansas State. And then there's some games, that's Saturday the 23rd. There's some games during the week. My Nebraska plays during the week. They play Cincinnati in Kansas City. And then Friday on the 29th, we get that opener. And that's how it really kind of kicks in, because it's Georgia Tech at Colorado, at Folsom Field in Boulder. Ooh.
That's fun.
Yeah, again, Georgia Tech is one of those teams that I have no idea what Colorado's going to be. You lose, you know, Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter, among others. It'll be kind of interesting to watch to see what they're going to be this year. But I think Georgia Tech's pretty good. Can they go to Colorado and win that game? I think so. I know that it's tough to play there. It's a different environment. It's a mile high. It's actually a little over because Boulder's actually higher than Denver. It's a suburb of Denver, but it's up against the mountains, so you got to go up a little bit. So it might be closer to 6,000 feet. So it's at elevation, if you're not used to elevation. First time I went to Wyoming, Denver's, you know, 5,200, whatever the mile is, right, Dom? Wyoming is 7,220.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so when you go to Laramie, there's big signs there, welcome to 7,220 feet. And I didn't think anything of it, but the press box, this is, you know, 30 years ago, and the press box at War Memorial Stadium, which is a stadium, 35,000 seats, that I've always loved. It's a really pretty stadium. But the press box didn't have an elevator, or it was broken or something. So we had to walk up the stairs, you know, like on the outside of the stands to walk up. And so we had to walk up to the press box for the field. dude, I got like 30 steps up and I'm like, stuck. I could feel it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, ooh, I mean, I could feel this. Yeah,
it feels
okay.
A little lighter. Yep.
Oh, I could feel this. Yeah, I could feel 7,220. You know, so it's like, yeah, okay. So Georgia Tech at Colorado, and then Kennesaw State opens at Wake Forest that same night here. That's on Friday the 29th. Then on Saturday the 30th, Georgia will host Marshall. Georgia State will be at Ole Miss, by the way. And Georgia Southern is going to play at Fresno State. I love that. Georgia Southern at Fresno State. Hey, you Georgia Southern fans, okay? You need to tell, or just pass this note along. Pass this note along to your team. Okay, hey, Georgia Southern, all you players down there in Statesboro. I've been to Fresno a few times, okay? It's going to be culture shock, okay? It's going to be culture shock. You think Fresno's California? No, 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 no. You're thinking, oh, it's going to be like the Golden Gate. It's going to be like the Pacific Coast. No, no, it's nothing like that. It's in the middle of the Central Valley. It's different, okay? Yeah, it's not what you think. And then you have also on that Saturday, the first of the two back-to-back games at Mercedes-Benz. They have Saturday and Sunday, and this year those games are pretty good. Syracuse against Tennessee on Saturday, and Virginia Tech against South Carolina on Sunday. So two really big games, important games for the SEC. I mean, it's SEC-ACC showdown time with Tennessee, Syracuse, and South Carolina, Virginia Tech. But back to Saturday for a second, and then we'll get to Sunday. So you got Syracuse and Tennessee. Then you've got these three games, back to back to back. Are you ready for this, Dom? This is the opening Saturday. At noon, Texas at Ohio State. That's how it starts.
Love that.
The next game up, Alabama at Florida State. And then at night, LSU at Clemson.
Some solid matchups. You got a nice little grip of football throughout the day.
Yeah, you think? And then the next night, not only to Virginia Tech, South Carolina, which is a 3 o'clock game at Mercedes-Benz, on Sunday the 31st, the nighttime game is Notre Dame at Miami. Wow. Catholics and convicts on opening weekend.
I would say we're getting spoiled opening week.
And through all of that, the Florida Gators open up. They're playing Long Island University. Does anybody out there even know where Long Island University is?
I was going to say, I didn't. Long Island University sounds like a fake university. It sounds like one of the, what was that movie? There was a movie back in the day where like a kid faked a college so that way he could like convince his parents that he got into a school or something like that, and it was something fake. That's what Long Island University sounds like.
Now, the only reason I know where Long Island University, or as they say it there, Long Island, is because at one point in my career I worked in New York and I lived on Long Island. So I know where LIU is. And I've been to their basketball stadium. And I know their nickname. They're the Blackbirds. Long Island University. Okay, let me tell you something about Long Island University is going to go to Florida, okay? And when it's 63-0 at halftime, they're probably going to wish they were back in Brooklyn. Talk about culture shock. How about a bunch of boys from Brooklyn going down to Gainesville, Florida? They'd be looking around going, what the hell is this? Marty, have you ever seen anything like this? No. Hell. We need some. No. This is not going to be good, is it? No, it's not going to be good. Yeah, there's bigger games on television, right? Yeah, nobody watching us? No. Okay, good. Thank God. So, yeah, no, how about that? Texas, Ohio State, Alabama, Florida State, LSU, Clemson, Notre Dame, Miami. That's the starting weekend of the year. College football, they got this, man. They finally figured this out a few years ago. Man, they're giving us all this good stuff. Georgia Tech, Colorado, I mean, lots of really good stuff. I am going to be Mr. Couch Potato Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I'm just going to be Mr. Couch Potato, just living it up. And that's coming down the stretch here. You know, week zero again, 64 days away. I cannot wait for this season. So everybody that gets mad at, it's not the same game. NIL and the portal have ruined college football. Okay, dude, you do you. You say that NIL and the portal have ruined college football for you. Me, I'm going to watch the hell out of Texas and Ohio State, Alabama, Florida State, LSU, Clemson, Georgia Tech. I'm going to watch the hell out of that. Notre Dame, Miami. Yeah, I'm going to watch the hell out of that. You don't want to watch it over. You're out. I always love that too. I love Dom out there. People who say, that's it. I quit. I'm out. I'm not going to be a fan. Has that actually ever existed? I'm sure it probably has. Yeah.
For some people, for the most part, especially when it's sports like this, especially with football, it's just so ingrained into American society. It's really hard to be like, I'm never watching football again, or I'm never going to watch college football again. Like, it's just hard to get away from it. So whenever people say something like that, I kind of just like, that sounds nice, but like, we know where you're going to be on Saturdays and Sundays.
You know, I've given up on a season before and checked out on a season. I mean, I've done that, but I'm back the next season, you know, wanting more, you know, holding out my plate going, can I have some more? You know, I mean, serve me up another bowl of that, you know, I mean, so I'm always back for the next year. I mean, I've sworn off season. Look, we like to complain about what's going on now in Atlanta sports. It's almost like you need a dose of what some of us who are older had to go through, okay? There were times where you want to talk about nothing going on? We had nothing going on. We got like the worst football team, don't we? Yeah. We got like the worst baseball team, don't we? Yeah. Our basketball team's not no good. Not really. Yeah. It was like, yeah, we don't really have nothing here. We had nothing. And we liked it. So, you know, I mean, yeah, this is still pretty, because again, I think there's reason to have hope. Now, I have no hope about Atlanta United. I don't understand Atlanta United. I don't understand what they're doing. I wish I did. I know they're trying to make some player moves in the transfer window. That's great. They made some really big player moves in the offseason. They haven't worked out. Then Miggy's going down and he's playing in South America like he's a man on fire. I'm like, again, I can't get past, and maybe it'll happen, but again, every analysis that I have is only at this moment and as of this moment, that the coach and the players, it's a bad mix. I'm not saying that the either's at fault. I think it's, you know, Ryan Dye is obviously an accomplished coach. These players are obviously accomplished. The mix just doesn't work for whatever reason. You know, it happens, you know, and so I don't understand why there's this been resistance on the part of Atlanta United to change. And, you know, but, you know, they keep, I guess they keep thinking it's going to click and everything's going to be fine. But, man, saving this season, I don't know. I mean, can they save the season? Suddenly they win six games in a row and they go red hot into the playoffs and do what they did last year when they knocked Messi out of the playoffs? Sure. Yeah, of course it could happen. Do I have a whole lot of hope on that? No, I have zero. But yeah, it could happen. And if it does, great. I'll be there. Hey, way to go, guys. But right now as we sit here, again, I reserve the right to change my mind, but you're going to have to show me something. And the Braves have shown me a little something. Maybe not tonight. I didn't want to question Alex Anthopoulos. I didn't understand this whole Didier Fuentes thing. I'm not going to blame him. I think he's in over his head. I think you put him in a tough spot by elevating him so quickly. And I'm not mad at him. I'm just saying, I'm not really sure I understood it. If you needed to give your starters an extra day's rest, you do have guys like Dylan Lee, right? I mean, you could throw a bullpen game of sorts. You have other options down there. You know, I know that Hurston Waldrop hasn't pitched great this year, but he's got a lot more experience than Didier Fuentes. If you want to just give somebody a shove to the show, then a guy who was 19, who was 0-7 this year with a 4.81 ERA, he may have electric stuff in your book, but it's a pretty big jump, dude. At that age, to throw him on that stage, that's asking a lot. I'm not sure you're doing him any favors. And so, but again, this is about the offense tonight because they can't hit junk. Literally, they cannot hit junk. The other pitcher's name is Junk. He's throwing junk. We've had some interesting names. Blew it, Bummer. Now we got a guy named Junk. Yeah, out there just tossing junk. We can't touch his junk. In baseball terms. Anyway, 404-726-0929. Do you have hope? I want to hear from a Hawks fan. It is, for all intents and purposes, it's draft week. Are you surprised that the team went to this, you know, kind of length here to change the front office and then really didn't make any changes to the roster? I mean, that weren't expected to be made anyway? Or do you think that maybe there's going to be some kind of late-breaking decision here prior to Wednesday night where the Hawks are going to surprise us? Do you think there's a surprise in store? I mean, there could be. And if you have, and I'm just asking, I know that, I'm not asking you for any inside information because I know you don't, 99.9 of us don't have inside information. I'm asking you to guess because I keep kind of holding out that suddenly there's going to be this blazing breaking headline that the Atlanta Hawks have made a major trade. Because I keep kind of going back to, why did you make a move from Landry Fields if you weren't going to make a move? I mean, he built this team. If this team has success, isn't this Landry's team that other people are winning with? Kinda. I'm like, well, then why? Okay. So I don't know. But again, I am not part and parcel of the internals there either. You know, I mean, for all I know, it was Kyle Korver's team and, you know, and not Landry's team at all. It was Nick Wrestler's team and not Landry's team. I mean, I'm not privy to it. And again, I have no problem with them getting rid of Landry Fields. It's just sort of interesting. You know, what are they going to say? Well, you know, you didn't have a whole lot of success. Well, yeah, I know, but aren't we all kind of looking at the same thing, thinking that now that we're going to gauge the success or failure of Landry Fields was going to be gauged beginning now? This was the start of sort of like Terry Fontenot. I mean, if this year didn't go well and you had a healthy Jalen Johnson and you had all these pieces, okay, that might be something where you start to say, all right, maybe we need a change in the direction of the operations of the franchise. But that he was just kind of – because I think this is the start. Or am I wrong? That's another question, Hawks fans. Do you think this is the beginning of something that last year was kind of the lead up to – the potential of something starting right now? Because that's kind of how I look at it. Again, I could be wrong. On Sports Radio 90.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Turn the game. Sports Radio 90 Turn the Game. Love to talk to you at 404-726-0929. John Fricke with you on a Friday night. I always tell you that if you want to come on the radio, we can disagree. That's fine. Or we can agree. I mean, that's fine, too, without being disagreeable. And if you do come on the radio, remember, you are my guest. on this show, so act accordingly, and you do get more time on this show. This is kind of an old-school talk show where we discuss what happens to be hot, the Hawks, the Braves, the Falcons, the NFL, college football, and we're going to be talking a lot of college football coming up here because it is an intriguing season. You know, Dom, the one caller talked about Auburn. Yeah, you look at that SEC, and that, it's a fair question to say, you know, how many teams are going to come out, Dom, of the SEC into the playoffs? And the answer is 3 to 4. It's also a fair question to say, well, which 3 or 4? And the answer is, I know Georgia fans will say, well, Georgia and Texas are in, and they may be. That leaves one other spot or two for everybody else. Maybe, but you can't stub your toe. You stub your toe at the wrong time. Look what happened to Alabama last year.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Stub your toe at the wrong time, you're out. And there's a lot of really good teams in the SEC. And the SEC likes to say, you know, because the Big Ten's got bragging rights right now with the back-to-back natties and all that, that, you know, the SEC says, well, we're still the better league. Look at how deep we are. And, of course, the Big Ten says, well, you only play 8 conference games, so your records get padded, as opposed to us, where we play 9 conference games. The Big Ten is no slouch either. I mean, you got a lot of really good teams in the Big Ten. A lot. I mean, it's not an easy cakewalk either. But then again, I'm not sure that any league is. The Big 12 and the ACC are not exactly fun at times. They're a little bit more difficult than I think some SEC fans realize. So, but it's, I think there's some pressure on the SEC to get back and win an Natty this year. A little bit. They can't let the Big Ten win a third straight, I wouldn't think. But, boy, the SEC is so balanced. The Big Ten may be a little top-heavy. The SEC is deeper than the Big Ten. I'll grant you that. I think the SEC is deeper than the Big Ten. But it's that doesn't mean that the top 6 or 7 teams in the Big Ten aren't pretty damn good. They are. And so, I mean, and then this is just a misunderstanding, you know, of some SEC fans, for example, that might say, Illinois is no good. How the hell good is Illinois? Look, Illinois is every bit as good as Ole Miss. You know, they're every bit as good as Illinois, South Carolina's hella game, okay? You play that in Champaign, South Carolina probably loses. Illinois is a good football team. Luke Altmaier's a good quarterback. Brett Bielema's a good coach. They're big. They're strong. They're tough. And so, Illinois. No, Illinois can play. Indiana can play. I was just out watching them at practice here not too long ago. And that quarterback from Cal, Fernando Mendoza, whew, he got a rocket arm. You can never see, that's the problem here, isn't it, Dom? You don't know about all the new quarterbacks. And yeah. Some will be good, but some won't, right?
Yep, it's a lot of unknowns. Like I said, it's a lot of changing of the guard and whatnot. The SEC specifically, you're seeing a lot of new faces or guys making their first or entering a season where they are expected to be the starters for the first time. It leaves a lot of questions. It leaves a lot of parity. It's that's why it is kind of tough to choose. Like, you know, you said the SEC is probably going to get 3 to 4. I think we all assume Georgia and Texas will be there, but outside of those two, it's really hard to pick from the rest of the group who will stand out.
I mean, that's not to say there aren't going to be really good quarterbacks coming in, or guys like Jackson Arnold who find a new home. And, you know, Bo Nix struggled at Auburn, obviously, we know that. I don't know if it was his dad's shadow or just that the offense didn't work for him, and he went to Oregon, and you see what Bo Nix became and what he is now. He's everything that everybody expected he would be when he came out of high school. And we know that certain teams, you know, when it comes to quarterbacks and how important their position is, you know, Arch Manning at Texas looks every bit like he's going to be the star. You know, Sam Leavitt at Arizona State was great last year, and you saw how good Arizona State was. Drew Aller at Penn State, Kate Klubnik at Clemson, Haynes King at Georgia Tech, DJ Lagway at Florida. So certain teams, we know where quarterback is settled. I guess you could put Miami in that situation, I guess. I'm not the biggest Carson Beck fan, so... but he is a proven commodity, so there's that. I mean, it's not awful. I just don't think he's worth the money that he's worth. Some people, he's Heisman candidate. I'm like, okay. But there's so many teams here this year that are breaking in new quarterbacks. Now, these new quarterbacks may be great, okay? I mean, Julian Sayin, who was the number one quarterback in the country in high school out of California, went to Alabama, then transfers. He's going to be the quarterback at Texas. He was the number one high school quarterback, Julian Sand, in the country. He could go to Texas and just light it up. Bryce Underwood, another number one, two quarterback in the nation. He goes to Michigan, but he shows up and he's like Fat Bryce. And they're out of shape. And they're like, dude, this is what you show up with? And they're like, yeah, this isn't good, Bryce. So they got to whip him into shape. Who's going to be the quarterback at Notre Dame? It could be C.J. Carr. C.J. Carr is Lloyd Carr. You know, do you remember Lloyd Carr, head coach at Michigan? Anybody remember Lloyd Carr, head coach? His grandson could be the quarterback at Notre Dame. That's like weird, isn't it? Wait, and then there's Alabama. I don't know. You tell me. Ty Simpson? Didn't we see him? I mean, we only saw him for that. Remember the one game where everybody got mad and they were throwing quarterbacks in down at South Florida? You know? And then you have Austin Mack and you have Keelong Russell. I assume, look, all these guys are probably very talented quarterbacks. Don't misunderstand me. How they work into the situation, they're not exactly known knowns. Because if you look in the SEC, the known knowns are Garrett Nussmeier at LSU, Lenore Sellers at South Carolina, you know, Diego Pavia at Vanderbilt. We mentioned Lagway. You got Green at Arkansas. John Mateer put up huge numbers at Washington State last year. He's the new quarterback at Oklahoma. You know, let's not forget Cam Ward put up huge numbers and went to Miami, and he just became the number one pick. So a lot of people at Oklahoma saying we got kind of the next thing out of Washington State here. But what's going to happen at UGA? I mean, Gunnar Stockton is, we all understand, that's actually a really good question I could get into, isn't it? We all understand that Kirby Smart is loyal to his quarterback. And that's worked, it's worked really well. He won back-to-back natties with the mailman. Then he turns to Carson Beck. They were the number two seed in the playoffs. Now, it didn't work out in that game against Notre Dame. But nonetheless, they were the number two seed. And I'll defend Carson to this degree. They didn't have a running game. So they were putting a lot on, you know, suddenly there's no Brock Bowers, there's no Ladd McConkey, and there's no running game. Well, you can only do so much. Oh, and by the way, the receivers drop footballs. You can only do so much. But is Ryan Puglisi going to push him? Are they going to have an open quarterback competition up in Athens between Stockton and Puglisi? Now, history would say no, right? History would say no, they won't, because that's not the way Kirby Smart rolls. He's going to go with Gunnar Stockton until Gunnar Stockton, unless he gets injured, and I'm not wishing that for him, you know. And then the old saying about how you can't lose your job to injury, well, we know that at Georgia you can lose your job to injury. We saw that happen one time, didn't we? And that happened when Jake Fromm took over for JT Daniels and the injury. And then JT Daniels got healthy and, nope, we're staying with Jake Fromm. So, I mean, we've seen that before too. And really, for all the five-star players Georgia's had, which is sort of interesting if you stop and think about it, all the five-star quarterbacks, four- and five-star quarterbacks, even the guys that have transferred out, you know, that Justin Fields obviously was a five-star. And, you know, JT Daniels was a five-star. Jake Fromm was a five-star. So you've had a lot of five-star guys go through there that haven't, you know, to some degree or another, been superstars. They've been good, but they haven't been superstars. Their best quarterback wasn't the five-star. I mean, Stetson Bennett wasn't a five-star. Heck, he might have been, somebody out there in Georgia, he might have been, was he a four? He might have been a three. But he was clutch. Dude was clutch. Yeah, I mean, you had to love how gutty he was. But Georgia's been winning national titles without having a top 10 quarterback in the nation. Does Georgia even have, let me ask you a question, everybody out there, does Georgia have a top 10 quarterback in the SEC? Does Georgia have a top 10 quarterback in the SEC? How many can we start listing that might be better either in terms of their success as quarterbacks in the SEC or their expectations on paper? I mean, does anybody think Gunnar Stockton is better than Arch Manning? So I'm just asking. I mean, you got Arch Manning, that's one. You know, what's Tennessee going to do at quarterback? I mean, they got to break in new guys. I know my brother's saying that they got, everybody's got a couple of guys, but South Carolina got a better quarterback, that's two. Florida, three.
LSU.
LSU, four. I'd argue Oklahoma because John Mateer put up, if you haven't watched John Mateer play, Duke can play. Does Jackson Arnold have new life? I mean, you have a whole bunch of guys. Diego Pavia is probably, Diego Pavia would start at Georgia. Diego Pavia is good, dude. You know, so yeah, they might have a top 10, but I'm not sure they have top six. And Georgia could, almost needs to have that superstar quarterback, don't they, Dom? Don't they need to have a quarterback that is like, oh, he's the best quarterback in the nation kind of thing?
In years past, you haven't because of how elite that defense was. And I don't necessarily think you need to have, you know, like a guy who you can sit back and be like, that's definitely the best quarterback in the nation. I do think you probably want someone who's a little bit more dynamic than what you've gotten from guys like Stetson Bennett in the past, just because this team overall, the roster, isn't good enough to overcome some of those shortcomings. So you are going to need a quarterback, I think, at some point in the future that you can turn the ball over to and say, hey, we need you to go win this game for us.
Look at Alabama. Let's look at Alabama, what happened with Nick Saban. So when Nick Saban starts winning titles, he's winning titles, and I don't mean this with any disrespect because some of these people are my friends, but he's winning titles with A.J. McCarron. You know, he's winning titles with Jacob Coker. You know, he's winning titles with guys that are good, and A.J. was good. But then he says, you know what, I need – and what is he – then he gets special. He gets Jalen Hurts. He gets Tua Tagovailoa, right? He gets special guys at quarterback. And things change. And he wins titles with those guys. Now, suddenly, he doesn't Kalen DeBoer goes there. He doesn't have anything special at quarterback last year. I'm not sure he has anything special at quarterback this year. I mean, I have Alabama fans who say, we're winning the national title. They could. They've got a lot of talent. There's no question of that. They could also go to Florida State. Florida State's got a more proven quarterback in Thomas Castellanos, quarterback from BC, than I think Alabama does. That isn't to say that Alabama won't go, you know, 12-0 and, you know, and be in the SEC title game and be number one in the nation. They could. It's just when you don't have, they're going to have to develop that guy. He's going to, Ty Simpson or Austin Mack or somebody's going to have to turn into that guy. And they can, by the way, they could. But we'll just have to watch it, see if how that happens. And that's true of Georgia, too. 404-726-0929 if you want to be part of the program. I'm getting hyped up for a lot of things tonight, including college football, which is knocking on the door just about 2 months away on Sports Radio 92.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Sports Radio 92 on the Game, Northern Kia Studios, John Frickie on a Friday night. Back 12 to 4 tomorrow and, of course, 10 to 2 on Sunday. We'll say that Braves couldn't get a clutch hit again. Verdugo's up, second and third. So yeah, they're not going to support D.D. Fuentes. It wouldn't matter if he was out there striking out 28 guys. Let's go to Lee. Lee, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hey, John. Glad to get in touch with you. I had a couple of questions about the Hawks. Draft, I know you know the draft's coming up pretty soon on Wednesday. Who do you think is going to be making the pick? Have one guy, or they have several, or what's your understanding?
You tell me, Lee. I mean, in the past here, it's always been, you know, Quinn Snyder has a big, you know, role in that because he has final, well, at least he has up until now. I think he still does final roster discretion. He is the head coach. He knows what he needs. I think it's pretty obvious what they do need. They could use another big. Can they trade up to get this, you know, Malawak from Kentucky? Maybe. Going to get a trade partner. So I don't think it's really hard in terms of, you know, I with all these cooks in the kitchen, do they all – look, they're all meeting now. I mean, and they're doing draft night scenarios of what if this, you know, who's our board. You know, they got a pretty good idea in line on how they're going to handle this. Presuming that there's no trade, Lee, and they use 13 and 22, I think they know pretty much where they're going to go once they get to those picks.
It'll be interesting.
Well, I mean, unless – because I think, you know, some of the stuff is sort of interesting. I think the Falcons were a little taken aback. I don't think they thought that Jaylen Walker was going to be there at 15. And they were – you know, everybody said, like, wait, he's still there? And they had to kind of scramble because they went, okay, wait, how are we going to handle this? Because, you know, they were fully content to take, you know, James Pierce Jr., I think, is their first pick. And, you know, and then James Pierce Jr. wasn't there, and they went, well, okay, well, we'll just take both. So you're not really sure how a draft is going to fall. You know what I mean?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Well, I figure it's got to be about two or three. You can't be, you know, about eight people there, six sides and things. So I would say it's going to be some of the ones that have been there before, and maybe what's the guy that took over after Landry Fields that they fired when they fired him?
Ansi Salehe?
Yes, that's right. I guess that's just.
Yeah, he's the new GM. And I guess he's kind of the boss because there's been no president. He's hired a couple of guys, Dinwiddie and Graham. They're both – look, they all have extensive experience in the NBA. So, I mean, they've got a very deep experience where, you know, when they hired Landry, he didn't have a whole lot of experience. Now they got three guys. They've got some serious, you know, big-time, long understanding of the game guys, you know, with different roles trying to define stuff to try to maximize this roster. But I think we all kind of agree – that unless there's a surprising trade that's going to be made, that we know what the starting five is going to be, right? I mean, we're not drafting into a starting position here.
Right.
So we're drafting into depth, correct?
Yes. I agree.
And, you know, so, you know, what do you need? You need a big. You know, here's an interesting thing. You could use another. Depending on how they view Kobe Bufkin, you could use another guard, and there will be some guards that might go undrafted. The Hawks do not have a second-round pick. I'm not suggesting they should draft a guard with 13 and 22. I'm saying to you that Walter Clayton, the star from Florida, or Caleb Love, you know, there could be some star guards that could be out there that might be had as undrafted rookies that you could possibly snag too. So, and then there's veterans too that you could also filling out that bench and rounding out that bench is the priority of this offseason at the moment. Short of a trade, Lee, they've got to make that bench really good.
I agree.
Because I think you have a really good starting five. I think their starting five is actually pretty darn good.
Yeah. One other quick question I have. Do you think what's going to happen to Trey, this being his, I guess, if he plays out his contract, or you think they'll sign him early in the beginning of the the regular reigns going on? What do you think about that?
You know, it's an interesting question because this is essentially the last year of Trey's contract. Because next year is a player option, so it's his call. So I'm sure they'll talk to him over the course of time. Is he going to exercise the player option? You know, is he not? Because I mean, he's going to make a lot of money anywhere he goes. And the one thing about keeping stars in the NBA is that you do have bird rights, you know. But when he's got a player option, that becomes a different story. And so if he decides not to exercise the player option, he becomes a free agent. So that is a question that you will have, depending on how the season's going, by the time you get towards the trade deadline. If it's not going right for the Hawks, you're going to sit down with Trey and say, what are you thinking here? You know, do you want a new deal? Do you want to exercise your player option? Or do you want us to seek a trade?
What's your thought?
Well, I can't know until we get to that point. You know, how's the season going? I mean, if they're having a really good year, there's no indication that Trae Young doesn't really I think Trae Young wants to win a title here. I think he really likes it here.
I think so, too.
But that doesn't mean if it all goes to hell in a handbasket, he isn't going to go, okay, I really want to go chase a ring here, you know, because, you know, he's going to turn around, he's going to be 30, and he's going to go, it's time for me, you know, to go out there and start knocking on doors here. What can I do? And the Hawks could present him with some options here. And if he likes it and the Hawks like it, because once Desmond Bane got traded here in the offseason and drew four first round picks, you're like, okay, what can we ask for Trey? Five? Six?
Well, I think the fans of Atlanta would be really upset if he's not here.
Well, it kind of depends. I think so too. Unless the team is falling apart, and they're like, okay, that's it. We got to redo this. We understand that, but we got to redo this. And if you can get four or five first round picks for him, you're like, okay, I can't argue too bad. You know, I mean, you can remake your franchise. Appreciate it, Lee. Thanks. 404-726-0929. That's only a question we can answer when we get there. Let's hope that we don't have to answer that. Coleman's with us. Hey, Coleman, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, John? You my dude, John. How you doing?
What's up? I you know, I'm hanging on. It's a Friday night.
I heard you earlier. Wasn't you on earlier this morning or without what?
Today? No, I was on yesterday. I'll be on again tomorrow.
Yesterday,
I'll be on Sunday.
Yesterday.
I'm
that's
on
what,
like every day.
Yeah,
right
I was
now.
At work listening yeah. to you. I was at work listening to you. So, it's good to hear from you, man. You do such a great job, man. I don't. They should give you a reward. But
you know what my reward is? My reward is I get to do this for a living and have.
I know.
I mean, stop and think about what I do for a living. And if anybody you hear that does what I do for a living complains about it,
yeah.
I'm like, dude,
no, I know y'all.
How many guys, Coleman, ask yourself a question. How many guys would say that their life, their career was
talked on the radio?
Was talking sports with other dudes as a living?
That's awesome, though, man. I like that. I mean, that's my job. I know, and that's awesome. So let me get back to I had to do some research, but what's the guy with you right now? I don't know. I forgot his name, but
Dom,
he does a good job.
Dom, Dominator. You could call him Sir Dominator.
Oh, okay, Sir Dominator. You had a reference, right? You peeked at the Gunnar Stockton kind of reminds you of a Stetson Bennett. Let me remind you this right here. The Raven County standout passed for over 400 yards five times in his high school career. He passed for an insane 55 touchdowns in the seniors. Well, hold on one second. I had it right there. Over 13,500 some yards in his high school. We need to see what he can do. We need to see what he can do this year. And I believe that he's like more like physical than Stetson. Like he can move more and throw further. Like he's got a rocket, right? So I think that he can do good. And I really think that Georgia might win the national championship this year because it's tattooed on my arm. So is the Falcons. Don't get me into the Falcons because they harass. Like I said, I get so excited seeing all the names on defense, and I'm like, how is this dude going to put these guys in? And we're just going to – see, I'm about to eat Zaxby's, and I'll let you go, John. I just want to hear your thoughts, okay?
No, look, I just talked to him. Again, everybody in high school puts up – if you're a quarterback in the SEC, everybody puts up huge numbers in high school. You're not getting to be a quarterback in the SEC being a – you know, an average high school quarterback at an average high school.
Well, what do you think he can do, man? Do you think?
Well, I don't know. I mean, again, it's going to be based to some degree on, you know, one of the things that Georgia built all of its success on was not just, you know, having that killer defense, but they could run the football. And last year they didn't run the football, which was kind of unfair to Carson Beck to, you know, say, look, you know, well, I mean, well, okay, receivers dropped the ball. Hey, listen, I think Gunnar Stockton has a chance to be pretty darn good. I'll say that.
Running backs this year, I don't know.
Yeah, so I think, back to Gunnar. I think he has a chance to be, I appreciate the call, Coleman. I think Gunnar Stockton has a chance to be pretty good. My question was, you know, Brian Puglisi was also a highly celebrated high school quarterback. And they have more. I mean, it's not like Georgia hasn't had, again, five-star quarterbacks rolling through. JT Daniels was very high celebrated. Jake Fromm was a five-star quarterback. They had a guy named Justin Fields for a while. They didn't play him. We all know how good he was in high school, and look what he did when he was at Ohio State. So, and to some degree, I guess, in the NFL. It's just that they have lacked, while they came in highly touted, and some of them, and look, Stetson Bennett was so clutch in certain situations. I mean, so bloody clutch. He will be forever etched, and rightly so, into the lore of Georgia football. I mean, so, you know, when you're clutch, it doesn't matter. Who cares about what you did or didn't do in high school? Who cares what you did or didn't do in the pro? When you do that on that stage for this school and you win natties, you ain't taking that away. Dude, you could have the most storied high school career in the world. Can you win a natty? Stetson did. He won two. So, I mean, yeah, you know, I mean, that guy was absolutely stone cold clutch. And you can't take that away from him. And you shouldn't. He earned it. He was great when he needed to be. And so, I mean, is he a great quarterback? Is he going to be in it? No. But I just wonder, I mean, how many great quarterbacks has Georgia kicked into the NFL? Two? I think the answer is two. Great NFL quarterbacks. I mean, they've had NFL quarterbacks. I mean, I'm not taking anything away from DJ or David Green and guys who played in the league. I'm talking about great quarterbacks in the NFL. They've had two. Right? Fran Tarkenton, Matt Stafford. Am I missing anybody, Dom? Or is that the list?
That's the list.
I mean, both great quarterbacks. I mean, Tarkenton lost three Super Bowls. Boy, it was just hard luck on a couple of those. And, of course, Matt Stafford won one. And so, you know, but those are the two great quarterbacks. Georgia could use a superstar quarterback. I mean, they could use a just wants to have a Trevor Lawrence. You know, to have that kind of dude. Now you can say, well, John, Trevor Lawrence isn't all that great. I'm talking about as a college quarterback, okay? I'm talking about that super dude. But this is where you go, well, maybe they did in Stetson Bennett. We just didn't give him enough credit. He was a superstar college quarterback. Who in the last, maybe somebody out there could tell me, in the last, you start thinking about clutch college quarterbacks. I start thinking about Jalen Hurts and Stetson Bennett. Those were the guys who clutch. 404-726-0929. You want to start talking college football? Let bring it on. Let's go. Friend of mine who's an AP voter says he's stuck. He doesn't know who he's going to vote for, number one. I'll tell you the two teams he's stuck between voting for number one right now. And they're not named Texas, Alabama, Georgia, or Ohio State. Next, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.